Bailouts, bailouts, and more bailouts. That was part of Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman on the Hill, what he was grilled about, the money and the direction and credit cards and a slew of other things related to the good old greenbacks. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Now word that Bank of America needs $34 billion. $34 billion. Great. Bank of America, they have their tentacles all over the place. So I don't know about in your neighborhood, but in mine, I swear within a three-block radius, there are probably at least five or six B of A's. So Bernanke saying the economy should grow in late 2009, and he says he feels confident that things are getting better. You can see signs of it getting better. But he was the ultimate punching bag and had to defend himself really at any turn. Here's Sam Brownback going after him.
They're saying particularly harmful on commercial real estate, and that's the very weak part that you were noting in the economy now anyway. And I don't know if everybody didn't quite get the memo across the country or what the case is. Another question that that I get from a number of people is, how do we get the private capital back out into the market and working? And it just seems like it's really been scared and it's on the sidelines, so that you're putting a lot of money into the system, but there's not as much velocity that needs to take place with the money. Do you see things that need to be done there, or do you have questions about what it's going to take to get the private capital back working into the marketplace?
Yeah, and here's the deal. What Bernanke is saying, he's suggesting that the worst of the recession is over, and some of the lost economic activity, in his words, that's what he said, has passed. So he's saying that we should see some growth, around 2.5% growth, and gradually gain more momentum. Of course, when he's saying this, more than 5 million jobs have just been wiped out in this recession. And sizable job losses are supposedly rolling this way in the next couple of months. I say it over and over again, the unemployment rate, pretty staggering, 8.5% in March. That's a quarter century high. Yeah. So Bernanke is saying, okay, these are the numbers, they're ugly numbers. The recession, though, is probably losing its awful grip, because you look at the housing market, there are signs of bottoming. You look at consumer spending, which had collapsed last year, the second half of last year. And then you look at a couple of other things that have happened that you could point to that all send messages that we're going in the right direction. But see, I don't know that I agree with that. I think that people have a sense that they can't spend, maybe not, I shouldn't say spend as much money as they used to, but they can't spend a lot of money because they've had to shatter their nest eggs. And they're worried that they're going to lose their jobs. I've heard more stories lately of people who have held lifelong jobs that have, boom, seen them vanish at EDS or some other technical company or computer company or some other giant firm. And there's cutbacks in almost any industry that you look at. Of course, Bernanke, that's the gig, that's the job. He's not going to go up there and predict all this doom and gloom. I mean, Americans, let's face it, right? Can I speak for you? Do you not feel burned by the recession where you watch banks and all these other companies get bailed out? So while we're all slipping away, the other guys put out their hands and they get the money. And I don't think that feeling has gone away. Am I right or am I right? When you see headlines like Bank of America needs $34 billion or Chrysler isn't going to pay back $7.2 billion in taxpayer money, and then you read that one out of every three mortgages is upside down, that's not pointing in an optimistic direction. Now, am I hoping that we'll see that turnaround at the tail end of 2009 and that the prediction of, no, housing's not going to bounce back, because that's what I've had a lot of people tell me, that housing really won't bounce back until the tail end of 2010. So would I prefer the Bernanke bullseye of, yeah, the end of 2009? Absolutely, but I don't see how. Because as Brownback says, how do you get that lending? You know, when are we going to see that lending process start to come back to life? And the fact of the matter is, if anyone's tried to get a loan lately, say you make it just a decent wage and you have good credit, you might find yourself having trouble getting the loan that you need for the house or the car or the whatever. Especially, I heard car loans are pretty tough, for as much as people want to sell cars. And you look at the screaming commercials on the tube, it sounds like, oh, still anybody could go and get a car. Maybe a junker out of the green sheets, but not a brand new car. They are checking you forwards and backwards and really wanting a lot of guarantees, wanting a lot of credit history. Not that you didn't have to have those kinds of things before. Well, maybe you didn't. Do you have a job? Yes. Okay. Here's your house, your $450,000 house. So I'm wondering, was Bernanke completely off his rocker? Do you see signs that things are improving? Am I missing something? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or, of course, the snail mail way, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. We go from money, money, money to pageant, pageant, pageant. Carrie Prejean, who is Miss California, got more notoriety than the girl who actually won the crown of Miss USA, who, by the way, was Miss North Carolina. I can't even tell you her name. But now she's in some more hot water. Here's what the scoop is. The directors of the Miss California USA pageant are actually deciding whether or not she violated a 12-page document that she signed, that contestants are supposed to sign, and in it they've got a clause that says you have to have the highest ethical and moral standards. How weird is that, too? And also, if you've ever been photographed nude or partially nude, they paid for fake boobs for this girl. And a contract's a contract, though. So I would think if this pageant wants to ditch her, if they want to take the crown away because it is really nasty, especially in California, the way people are coming down on her, then they'll do it. I saw the photos they're talking about, and she's posing, and she's sort of topless. I don't have to describe it, but it's kind of cheesecakey, I guess. I mean, of course it's cheesecakey, but I didn't think it was like Girls Gone Wild, in other words. Now, I'm not trying to defend her for the photos, because I don't even know the context in which the photos were taken. But I think there's like a massive, well, I don't think, we know, there's this massive smear campaign against this young girl, this 21-year-old Miss California. The bottom line is, to me, I think she bounces back no matter what anyway, because she seems to be pretty strong as far as facing the music. So I think she can bounce back. But here's the deal. Should she be canned? Do you think now at this point, with these pictures that are out there, should she lose her tiara, signing that Miss California contract and all? You can weigh in on that one, too. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Next, we're going to talk about that photo op that you and I paid for over New York last week.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, viricide, fungicide, mildewstat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kits hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to hazerrid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazerrid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
Worth a thousand words or 328,000 taxpayer dollars. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you on these airwaves coast to coast, everywhere in between and outside of the borders, I guess. I haven't been banned from the UK. And this deal with the flyover, how crazy is this? First of all, as somebody who was in New York and saw what happened on 9/11 and how that shattered everybody's world there, and of course across the United States too as well. It affects still today how we go about our daily lives somewhat, like airports, etc. A lot of things changed because of that, right? So in New York in particular, people would obviously be skittish about it. We don't have to necessarily relive that, but you see the Air Force One, the backup plane, flying over the skyline, and of course the F-16s. And it was nothing more than this photo op so that they could capture the presidential plane with the Statue of Liberty in the background. Nobody knew in advance there was anything that was going to happen. And it sounded like that. Yeah, I told you, Tom Campbell sent me some shocking video of that. There was people running down just out in that Wall Street area, down the street, looking up. You could hear the, oh, my gods. Because, of course, what did it remind them of? September 11th, the terrorist attacks. And there was chaos. There was some chaos as people were evacuating office buildings. And emergency call centers blew up. 911 exploded in New York City. We know the reaction of Mayor Bloomberg. He had no idea. Somebody in his office was told. And it was like a terrible game of telephone. Nobody informed the right people. And, of course, the White House military office director, Luis Caldera, took the responsibility and apologized, and now they're doing this internal review. But let me get to the point. The point is this controversial photo, after all the money that was paid for it and everything else, now they're not going to release the photo. And the flack for the White House, White House spokesperson Robert Gibbs, he says that he didn't even know where to locate the photos taken from, let's say, inside the plane. he says, this was his quote, I've watched CNN talking about all the coverage from the amateur footage, and I didn't notice a lack of archival material from that flight. I mean, give me a break. Spare me the sarcasm on this one. Because why won't you release the photo? What's the big deal now? It's not classified. It hasn't been marked classified. And I think it's because, well, you know, I don't have to be transparent on this one. To me, it makes no sense why they won't release the photos, because, of course, a lot of papers, a lot of other people have asked for it. That's what the deal is. So they're not winning over any fans with this one. I mean, it was a mistake. Okay. Apologizing for the mistake. Boom, it's done. Whatever. People weren't told. We're looking into it. How did the ball get dropped again? Why was there a lack of communication? But the fact that you can't have the photograph of the flyover, it's already spilt milk. What's the difference? And saying that there's already enough archival footage, to me, does nothing. So, of course, this is going to be blasted all over, in particularly the New York newspapers. They call it, the New York Post has the best headlines ever. You want a good laugh, go to NewYorkPost.com. And, in fact, their headline says, Phantom Air Farce Pictures. They wanted the photographs and then basically got the response that Gibbs gave. And the people in New York are furious because they buzzed over Lower Manhattan, and now this transparent White House won't release them. We have no plans to release them, period. You know, end of story. Now, there has to be a way, and I thought about this, there has to be a way to find these photos. So I tried to jump through a couple hoops today, and, of course, I got the heave-ho. But I'm thinking there has got to be a way to get this. And I don't know, but I'm going, that's my mission. I'm going to find a way to get this photo somehow. Someone's going to go rogue for me, and we're going to have it, and we're going to put it on our website. If there is a way, I promise you I will get it. That was the most infuriating thing. Like I said, it's already done. It's over with. But to not release it is a huge blunder. Why in a transparent White House would you not show the Air Force One publicity shots that, yeah, by the way, you and I paid for? Did I say that already? It came out of our pockets, a photo op. Like, we don't have enough pictures of Air Force One. What's the photo op for? We need to update our archives, so we're going to spend money on the fuel and everything else to fly up to New York. Please. Please. Hey, we always have a Mother Nature twist on the show, whether it's floods or mudslides or tornadoes or hurricanes. And I'll tell you, in California, as somebody who lived in that Santa Barbara area, they've got a wildfire going that's just ripping up about 2,000 homes now at this point. If you remember, I want to say it was about this time last year that a whole bunch of places caught on fire, too. And it's those Santa Ana winds that are so deadly, and that all they can do is evacuate. And I'm telling you, it's like tinder. It goes up so quickly, where you get these gusts of up to 50 miles an hour. And then you have strike teams that come from all over doing whatever they can between the helicopters and the guys on the ground to at least try to contain it as much as they can. And they just have these mandatory evacuations and then set up these evacuation centers in these high schools in the area. But what happens is in Santa Barbara, because it's mountainous and, of course, also the beach is there, but you have a lot of horses and bigger animals that they go crazy. And unfortunately, in those Santa Ynez Mountains and the Los Padres National Forest, sometimes you find that the animals get trapped, which is always awful. But it's crazy how every single fire season you can count on it. It's like clockwork that you're going to have some sort of fire that breaks out and spreads like nobody's business in those foothills. And I didn't realize, you know, you want to see somebody work hard. And you want to see what it takes to put out fires. Boy, those firemen, I mean, almost, I'll tell you, in anywhere, I don't care if you're a fireman, a volunteer fireman, or you do it for a living, you're in a big city or a small town, it's amazing what firefighters have to do. And you go out on a crew with them, especially in those foothills, and you watch. I don't know how they do it, man. I don't know how they lift that equipment on their backs, those hoses. No clue. Matt, have you ever been around a fire and watched the firemen work it?
I can't say I have. I mean, I've seen the, I guess, the little test fire things that they've done. I used to mow the lawns over by the fire department, so I saw that, but I never really saw in action at a real fire, I guess.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy the amount of weight that's put on them with the, even with, if it's just the ladder situation or all the gear that they have on, and then they've got to go look for people, and with the heavy hoses. I mean, you got to be in really pretty good shape to, I think, to be able to do that. It varies from place to place. Whether you're talking about a mountainous region, your job would be a little bit different than somebody who's in New York, as we saw. You can only go so far when you go up the ladders, and they have these three-alarm fires that break out, and it's unbelievable, too, how long it takes to put out the fires. I've been on way – I guess it's because I was a TV news reporter, and you go on – it seems, sadly, you go on a lot of fires. And when I was in California, I went out to a lot of fires and watched as they tried to put it out, and usually – depending on how bad the winds were, man, it could drag out for days, That's why, I mean, the show's a little racy, but it's pretty accurate as to what a real situation would be like, particularly in a big city. There's a show that Dennis Leary does that I think is so great, and it's called Rescue Me, and it's on the FX network. And they're into a new season. I want to say it comes on Tuesday nights. But you want to get a glimpse into what they do. And I know they consult real firemen when they're doing the actual firefighting scenes. Then there was that movie with Kurt Russell. What was that movie called? The fire movie? Oh, at least once a night this happens to me. Backdraft. Thank you. I was at Universal a year ago, and they have a lot of the stuff from that movie that they made. And even when you go in to the building, you feel like your face is hot from just the special effects, and you can just intensify that, turn it up a notch as to what a firefighter goes through. Hey, you can shoot me an email on Miss California, or certainly call. You think she should lose her crown now at this point, the flyover? I mean, come on. Don't you think they should release the photo? Look at the photos they're going to release from Iraq and Afghanistan and all of this terror / interrogation memo stuff and photographs, and they won't release this photo up, please. 800-259-5791.
Well, of course. When you hear Merck funds some government study with the government.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins, with extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with
a little Diana Krall, a little jazz here on America Tonight. Hope you're having a good one, kicking back, relaxing. You can participate in the show by jingling this number, 800-800-259-5791. We're talking about, as usual, a couple of different things. One, Miss California. Now there's some nude pics of her, but she's topless. She's kind of turned in the photo. It doesn't look like a nude posed photo, and I don't know the context of the photo, and they're not releasing any of the details, obviously, about it, but she did sign a contract that talks about morally and ethically sound, whatever, and not posing for any pictures, because this has happened before with other Miss America types or other women in pageants. We know from Vanessa Williams and what happened there. I think, and I said this anyway, I thought after she made the comments and then came out and endorsed the National Marriage Organization that she would be dethroned anyway. And now this is ammunition to do that and sort of avoid the whole, well, they're just letting her go because of her answer to the question, which would be nightmarish for the folks in California. It already is a wild nightmare for them because I heard they're getting bombarded by tons of people who are saying that, you know, sending hateful mail and saying that she shouldn't represent California and all this other sort of stuff. So now they just might have the ammunition they need. I think she goes on to whatever she goes on to do, and it doesn't matter, and she'll just move forward. Except for that, whatever comes along with being Miss California, I'm certain there's some kind of a scholarship check for how much and how long and all those details, I don't know, but that would obviously go down the drain, and who's ever second in a line would be crowned, and then, of course, there'd be more reaction to that. Well, certainly the shine is worn off the love affair that we have with banks, if we ever had them in the first place. You know, when you're a kid, in fact, this was one of the things I learned when I was really, really young. I remember my mother opening an account, trying to teach us about money and opening those, you know, the vacation accounts. And I thought that was like the coolest thing. I was seven, I believe. And we go to the bank and here I am with my little book of vacation things and depositing the money and all that sort of stuff. And I thought it was neat. We get to go to the big bank and put our money there and learn how to save. Now, you couldn't get me to say very many nice things about banks. Bank of America comes out with this one, that they need $35 billion. Yeah, $35 billion they got to raise to keep themselves in a situation where they'll be able to, I guess, lend more money and all that other sort of stuff. So you have what's going on with how many banks that need how much money, and then you have the small town banks that don't understand they're not taking money and they don't get what's happening with the big banks that have the favor of the people who are pushing forward in Congress for this to happen or not happen or whatever. So they have these stress tests, and the infusion, they need about $35 billion based on those tests. What happened was regulators started notifying 19 financial companies that have been subject to the government's tests and what the results were. So what a scramble this will be, because this is one of the nation's largest bank in terms of assets, right? You already have the Charlotte, North Carolina bank that's gotten $45 billion from the federal government, and that's because they got to cover their losses from picking up Merrill Lynch and company back in January. And now this push by B of A, I mean, pretty much exceeds what the bank can raise by selling assets or more shares to the public. So they have no choice, I guess, but to convert the government's shares into common stock. So that would boost their capital to the level they're supposed to have that's been mandated by the regulations. But it could also leave the government as the Bank of America's largest shareholder. How many banks are we, the taxpayers, ultimately going to own? You know, and here's the deal. I thought it was a mistake in the first place, all the money that was flowing. I mean, you can make the argument for AIG, and you can make the argument to not bail out AIG and what happened with the three dreaded letters. So I get it. But now here we go again because of these tests. Well, you got to cough up the coin, because otherwise how are they going to be able to survive? And then ultimately, what does that mean? Who's going to be sunk as a result? So if you get the money, if they get this new capital, this is the question. Are they going to lend money? Are they going to pump out the cash? Because if they're not lending money, how in the world is it ever going to be a thriving money-making proposition if they continue to have a stranglehold on what's being pumped out there? Somebody has to eventually release the purse strings. I mean, just insane. And you can't help but say to yourself, okay, so you have all these Harvard, Stanford money manager guys who blew it on Wall Street, and we can just keep beating this dead horse, but it doesn't do any good. I mean, we already got screwed, and we know it. We got screwed. They screwed the American public. We know it. But moving forward, how much is too much, and where do we draw the line in the sand? And how many people or organizations, not individuals, how many organizations are standing in line for more money? How much is, you know, how much can we take ultimately? And the answer is not much. And you think of now what, because of the stimulus and other things, you think of now the money, the debt that is being passed on to future generations. I just don't see how you ever, ever dig out of that hole. And particularly when the government has become like an ATM for anybody who's in trouble, except for the individuals. Then they're not an ATM. Then they're coming after you for every bloody dime you have. I'm telling you. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Kate. I said this before. I'll say it again. Ongoing criminal enterprise. That's what we have in the government. Let me make a couple of points. You're going to give me a couple of minutes.
Sure.
I just want to go back to one older show that we talked about, Arnold Spector, really quick. Mm-hmm. When he was facing a primary challenge, your audience must realize this, a few years back by Pat Toomey, who he would have faced again, they held a fundraiser for him in Pennsylvania. Do you know who was sitting at the fundraiser? And this goes to my point about there's no damn dime's worth of difference between the two parties, Republican and Democrat. George Soros was in the back of the room. He was raising money for Arlen Specter. So is it any surprise that he flipped to the Democrats? I noticed it was last week's topic, but please, America, that's who's behind this, and that's who's behind Barack Obama. And how many banks are we going to own? We're going to own them all, but unfortunately, we're not going to have any say in how that money, where it goes. The bankers put this guy in office, and they're keeping him in office. Kate, I want to ask your audience to do what I'm going to do. I have a checking account with Bank of America. Tomorrow, the next day, because I'm busy, like just a regular folks, I have two jobs, I'm going to close that checking account. They ain't giving me any freaking interest anyway. I'm going to take it out, and I'm going to take a large sum of money out of J.P. Morgan Chase and put it into a local bank, which is the idea or the philosophy of a woman called Catherine Austin Fitz. She used to work in housing and urban development, and she says invest in local banks. Make sure they're good. Make sure they're solvent if you can. Find out if they're on that. And the reason they kept the stress test back is because they don't want runs on the banks, Kate. They're afraid that they're already, like, almost 30 banks have failed.
Right.
And if you knew how insolvent even the big ones were, people would take all their money out, and they don't have the assets to cover your deposits, America. But those big banks, if they're in trouble, Wachovia, Bay of A, take your money out. Go to a local bank or stick it in your freaking mattress. You'll probably be even in better shape. And really quick, because Don really, you know, I know Don was frustrated last night. He was, you know, I'm telling you about this ongoing criminal enterprise. I have to go back to one other thing. The DHS memos, when they talk, now they're talking about left-wingers, but they're right-wingers.
Sure.
Did you hear about this kid? I bring this up because I want to know, did a military veteran kill this kid in Chicago? This kid that was just chased out of school and beaten. He was shot and burned. America, America's going to end up like Chicago. Mayor Daley, that freak Democrat who doesn't believe in firearms, the right of self-defense. This Democrat-controlled city, Chicago, is out of control. 37 kids were killed. I'm sorry, America, did a returning veteran, did an NRA member, did someone who believes in, you know, that doesn't believe in abortion, did they kill and shoot that kid and burn his body? What kind of animals are in these schools in Chicago, Kate? What kind of control do they have? They have no control.
Yeah, they do. You have a good point.
I saw that, and it's like, you know, they're blaming everybody but the animals that did it. Go get them and lock them up. You know, it's just sad what they did to this kid. But there is your MS-13, your Bloods and your Crips. We had one in the city. You talked about the New York Post today. Some kid was trying to get out of the Bloods and get out of the gang, and they came up behind him, was on videotape, and they shot him in the head. Mm-hmm. Hello, DHS, MS-13, the Bloods, the Crips. We got issues in this country, and now you're looking at people that you shouldn't be looking at, but the homegrown lone wolf terrorists are here, and then I haven't even started on the Muslim terrorists, because if I do that, they'll do like they did to Michael Savage. They won't let me into England. Did you see what's going on here?
We've been talking about it, yeah.
They're banning him, and the Canadians try to ban Mark Stein, who wrote America Alone, because he's telling the truth, and you got Islamists preaching hate over there, and they're letting him in the door, and I'll tell you why, America. Because the Bank of Scotland and the Bank of England, they have deposits from those people down there with oil money.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Kate.
That's right. That's right. Good point, Mark, especially at the end. You're absolutely right. Why are they over-the-top PC? It's because you have to look at who they're catering to, particularly the Saudis and other Middle Easterners, and they don't want to get in anybody's chili that will upset that balance. Absolutely. Hang with us. Odds and Ends next.
Ioniczone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, Ioniczone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. Ioniczone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nursreen Cases, Asciox Tea. Naturopath recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to ioniczone.com.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Mark in New York, America, he's saying he's had enough. He's taking his money out of B of A and putting it in a local bank. He does make a good point. It's ridiculous. You see everybody, as I was mentioning, with their hands out, except for us, except for when I say us, I'm going to put all of you in that same category, the little guy, because you're not a Wall Streeter. You're not running B of A. And it's to the point where it's past making us all nauseous. I mean, it's just we're just beyond it. How many times are we going to have somebody trotted out before the microphones to tell us how it's vital that you bail out this company, that company, or whatever company? And the bank stuff is scary. Mark makes some valid points that we've talked about on this show. They don't want to run. The government doesn't want to run on the banks. And the fact of the matter is you can't stick your money, for the most part, under the mattress, right? We all have a change jar. But are we really realistically going to go and stick our money under the mattress? And probably the answer is no, because then you're not going to get anything out of it. And if there's even a teeny, teeny bit of interest that you can earn, CDs are usually the best depending on what the return is. And if you can afford to do that for however the minimum is that you have to put into a like 9-month CD or a year CD or whatever it might be. But it does make you concerned when you see the amount of banks that have failed. Maybe it is time to go local, grow your own economy, support the guys down the street that give you the free lollipops rather than the guys with the big symbol over the top of the brick and mortar building. The really big, big super banks. I mean, it's stunning when you hear the amount of cash that B of A is asking for. Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on ATN. You can shoot us emails. I got a whole bunch of them stacked up. I promise I'll get to them. So you're not doing it in vain. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. As usual, we're all over the map, which means it's water cooler buzz, baby. We talk about all kinds of things here, whether it's the economy and the banks and the handouts or the fleecing of Miss California. Anything, anything at all we can get on Miss California so we can get her out of our hair. She's probably gone. I'm going to say by the end of the week. I thought by the end of the weekend she was going to be gone anyway, and I didn't know anything about the photos. Now that there is something that the rabid dogs can sink their teeth into, they'll probably be able to boot her and get away with it. And I say she'll go on to whatever she's going to go on to anyway. The only shame of it is she'll lose whatever scholarship was attached to that. So that's kind of sad. And honestly, I looked at the photos, and they didn't seem like that kind of... It almost seemed like a bathing suit pose, like you're at a bathing... You had a bathing suit on. But I don't know the context of the photos. Jana is listening to us in Iowa. Jana, we haven't talked to you in a while. How are you doing?
I'm doing A-okay.
Good. We're glad to hear that. What do you think about this... scuffle over Miss California? I thought they were digging and trying to find anything they could on her anyway.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I heard them talking on a news report that these photos are supposed to be modeling photos,
mm-hmm.
that she did a modeling, and they said that she said that as a model, you do underwear, you do swimsuits, you know, you do things of that nature, and that's all these were. And I don't know whether the pageant was aware of that when they got her in it or not. If they were aware that she did modeling, I don't think they should be able to hold that against her. But if they didn't know it, and I've not seen the pictures, so I don't know how racy they were. But, you know, if they didn't know it, I guess they've got the right to do it.
Yeah, they weren't very racy. I saw the photos. They weren't very racy. And she's right. And it is a modeling pose. And that's what it looks like. It looks like, I'm trying to think, kind of, remember how Betty Grable sort of used to pose?
Yeah.
It kind of looks like Betty, a modern day young girl, 17 magazine Betty Grable pose to me. Now, I'm sure everybody's thinking, oh, what is she talking about? But I think that they were looking for something. Now they have something. They can decide what to do. But, Jana, more power to her that she stood up for her own principles at a very young age. She's still a babe in the woods at 21. What do you know when you're 21?
Yeah.
But she did. She did stand up for it because, boy, you're there. The cameras are in your face. It'd be so easy to just cowtail to that pressure and say something completely different, something politically correct, and she went with her heart. So
she was very courageous, yes.
Yeah, so I say all power to her, whatever happens in any case. Jana, thanks for the call.
Have a good night.
You too. All right, so, yeah, these modeling pictures is what we're talking about, and the way I describe it is probably the best I can do for you, but it wasn't provocative to me. It didn't look very provocative at all. Definitely nothing Playboy-esque or anything, any such thing. Remember the Vanessa Williams photos, they involved posing with another woman. And see, here's the deal on that too. When you're doing these modeling shoots or these photographers photograph, even the young girls, they do. I remember the Miley Cyrus photos in Vanity Fair and how everybody was up in arms over that. Well, she had that sheet, remember? And her whole full back was shown. And that's what this photograph kind of reminds me of. It wasn't a sheet and it wasn't posed like that, but it was like that kind of back thing. And that's what you get in some of these photo ops or some of these shoots. But because of that, I think because of the clause with the thing in there about partially nude, if they want to take that crown away, I think they're going to be able to take that crown away. And that's ultimately, to me, what I believe is going to happen. Hey, the United States Navy decided they had enough. Oh, and I wish I'm bad at doing this because here we go again describing a picture, but. Kind of like picture the Stealth with Navy stuff on top of it for a boat. But the United States unveiled this high-tech ship that can chase down pirates off the coast of Somalia pretty fast and pretty aggressive. So the USS Freedom, that's what the name of the boat is, can go up against all kinds of fleets. And it's one of the fastest ships they've ever had in the Navy, and it looks pretty cool, man. I'd love to go personally and check out this thing. They can cover a lot of ground on the water with even fewer ships. They have this, they've got fewer crew guys, so they've got about 40. It goes up to about 45 miles an hour. Because remember, these pirates are in these dinghies, and then they throw these hooks over the ship's rail. So they can basically tailor the ship to do what it needs to do against any kind of piracy. And the nickname for it is the Navy's Corvette, because it looks like, to them, it feels like the captain of the ship, it feels like they're driving a sports car around the waterways. So this whole piracy thing is pretty serious. We told you about the amount of money that these Somali and their kids, most of them, what they're getting. If they're making $150 million or more a year for however many people are involved, you can bet that they're just going to ramp it up. Even if some pirates were killed and one is taken into custody in the United States, trust me, that's not going to send anybody discourage anybody and send them in a different direction. If anything, it's all about the money, and the fact that now the Navy has this ship, that might be a little dissuasive, because it might be harder to get around some of the ships that they're actually trying to commandeer, and they certainly won't commandeer this one. But it's I'll tell you, it's pretty sleek. And 45 miles on water, cutting through the water, and being able to make the maneuvers that they have to make, I'm going to say that this was a good move. But if the ship is out there, the USS Freedom, is the sole purpose of the ship just to go after pirates, I guess, for now? It's like a souped up kind of mini ship. It's very cool. It can go into shallow water, and therefore you have those dinghies, and they've got some speed. They're going to be able to knock them out of the water. That might be the one thing that kind of deters the amounts of boardings that we're seeing, because the money, the idea of the money and the ransom is still too attractive to these desperate 17, 18, 19-year-old guys who know when they board, they're going to walk away with some sort of treasure. Each and every night here on America Tonight, we go through emails. We will, of course, do that every single show. That's our new edict here. We will go through the emails. So if you send me one, trust me, my eyes will see it. I'm going to make it transparent. How's that? AmericaTonight.net.